Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, Bill. Just listened to your podcast. Excellent. I really enjoyed it. It's great. When I listen to the podcast, the children have gone off to school, husband's gone off to work, and I turn it up to make sure I can hear it properly while I'm sorting out my breakfast, and it's fantastic. I really concentrate on it. So, let me see. What did I think of it? Well, I was pleased to hear that you thought I was a wholesome podcast listener. So that's the good news. Thank you very much for that. Regarding the Amazon account, the way I work it here is, maybe I'm a bit of a control freak, but the books that we've all downloaded appear in one account, and I'm the only one that manages it, and so I can deliver a certain book to a certain Kindle and another book to another Kindle. So the nice thing is we don't all have the same set of books on all our Kindles. So we've got three Kindles here and one iPad, and also Kindle for PC. So I've got five places a book can go. And I was really surprised that when I ordered one book, I could make it go in five different places. I just assumed it wouldn't work, but because it's all linked to one account, it does work. And it's proved to be really handy, because my son was talking about the book that he was interested in, Einstein for Dummies, funnily enough, a little bit of an oxymoronic book title, really. And he was talking about it a lot at dinner. And so my husband said, well, can I have that on the iPad? So I delivered it over to his iPad. And then we had another situation where my daughter was studying the book, The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, and I had never read that. So I thought, oh, well, I'll get that on my Kindle, and I can read it at the same time that she's reading it on her Kindle. So it's proven to be very handy and cost-effective, rather than sharing one book and waiting to borrow it, really, at the right time. So that works really well. Regarding ownership of books, that was something that you didn't get round to covering. Maybe you don't think it's of interest, but I find it quite interesting that digital books and music, there seems to be a bit of a question mark about who actually owns it after someone dies. We can't seem to pass on these books and music, or maybe it's just a bit fuzzy and it needs some clarification. Maybe I'll have to send a tweet to, was it Dan, who you had from the publishing world, because if people are going to spend a lot of money on music or books, it would be nice to know that you could pass it on. And I've been reading that perhaps that isn't the case. It would be breaching the contract that you have with Amazon and iTunes. And I'm not sure about these smaller digital downloading companies and publishing houses, how they would handle that situation. So I thought that would be an interesting thing to think about. Oh, by the way, Bill, I've pre-ordered Digital Vertigo, and I'll get it on May 22nd, so I'm hoping that's going to be good, and hope that you're enjoying your book as well. Okay, bye.